I want to tell you today about the most valuable entity in the universe. More valuable than anything in the universe, more valuable than all the wealth of the earth. It's priceless. Can never be just put into words how valuable this entity is. In fact, outside of this entity, there's really nothing else. I'll get to that possibly in this message. More valuable than all the billions and trillions of dollars, all the gold and silver and jewels, excuse me. More valuable than all the value of this entity cannot be explained. Cannot be described, explained, fathomed, even for all eternity. For billions and trillions of years, hundreds of billions and trillions of years, no one will be able to put this value, the value of this entity, into words. The entity is the actual presence of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, God. Jesus Christ is God. Amen. So, I want to present some things to you. Hopefully different from what you've heard, but also the same. He's the only way. Why? Well, it'll take all eternity to fathom that, but it's simple also. So simple. God came to earth as a man, one of us, and justified himself to the whole world. Isn't that amazing? You know, people cross-question God, and we should never do that. But no one can, because he came to earth as one of us, and he died for us. That we will never be able to explain this or understand it or put it into words. It's and then now that entity, the presence of Jesus Christ. You know, we've been, for so long, most of the world, I don't know if you're like this, most of the world, they view Jesus Christ and Christianity as, that's just a religious thing. And it's boring, and it's for weak people and women and people who are hurting, and they come to God, and then, you know, it's for weak people. Well, all of our preconceived notions don't really matter. The most valuable entity. Someone can only experience his actual presence when they get into the third phase of walking with him. When someone, you know, it's common sense. When we find God, he's God Almighty. We have to become his child and do things his way. Amen, right? I mean, who are we to cross-question him? You know, when people say, oh, why have all these bad things happened to me and other people? Well, first, we can't cross-question him. But second, we don't have all the answers. We're frail. fragile, entities, people, we had nothing to do with being here on the earth. We don't have the answers. And so all of that should send us to God Almighty. And how do we find Him? Through Jesus Christ. Amen. But it's that valuable entity. It's only available when someone gets to the third phase and they prove themselves worthy of walking with Him in that manner. Now, the beauty of this is anyone who receives Jesus Christ sincerely, they're instantly in. That's how loving and giving God is. You know, that's how much He loves people, is that if they just come to Him sincerely and receive Him, they're in His family. They get saved. They're in His family, and they can spend eternity in heaven. Amen. But this entity, that's how we get His, all of the things God offers, the joy and the infinite eternal blessings that He offers. We get those as we walk with Him and we get into that third phase. Very few get there. The final destination of every believer is glory, this glorious entity, the presence of Jesus Christ. That's in heaven. Now, some get it on the earth. Very few, though. Very few get it on the earth. Jesus said that. Jesus said, "Wide is the gate, broad is the road that leads to destruction." He said, "Enter by the narrow gate. Wide is the gate, broad is the road that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Oh, but how narrow is the gate, and constricted is the way that leads to life," which is the third phase. He's the way, the truth, the life. That's the third phase. That leads to life, and there are few who find it. Very few. In fact, really, it's a minority of people who actually get saved. Tragically, God wants to save everyone on the earth, but man, we are, the human heart is deceitful and wicked above all things. So, receive Jesus Christ today as your Lord and Savior, and you have the opportunity to receive the most valuable entity in the universe. More on this soon. To be continued. Thanks for listening. This is Jim with Wonder in Reality.